Did you ever have to? Did you have to go out and find musts for Baba?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first that we had to go was the first before the must tour started. He sent Kaka and me to the south of India. We were first taught to deal with the mad. There are mad ashrams first. So we were aware about the mad people. Anybody knows a mad person, you know? Mad. So we were used to handling the mad, really mad. But then one day in Bangalore, he tells us that now you all have been dealing with the mad. Now I want you to go out in search of the musts who are God intoxicated and all that. And it was for the first time we heard about all that, what they meant was. So he gave us signs and symptoms. Most important is their eyes.
Oh, they have a special look to their...
Special look, yeah, in their eyes, yeah. And another thing is that you won't dare to manhandle them and say, come on, like that, hold and grab them or anything like that. That's how it will be. And they'll be dirty, they'll be filthy, but don't you care for them. See whether they have any stench. They won't stink like any dirty person would. And the little signs he gave us. And we went out in search, got the addresses and all that. But unfortunately, we failed in persuading any one of them to come with us. We had a long list of them, which is now the God, what we call the wayfarer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody came.
They wouldn't come with
them. We tried our best.
But then you made notes as to where they were,
yeah,
so you could
they
go
were,
to them.
What their traits were, how they were, what they liked, what their fancies were, and all that we made notes.
Mm-hmm.
That helped them. So he came with us, and then he brought, and then established the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it was.
It must have been exasperating trying to work with these people who wouldn't come with you at all.
No. Frustrating, not exasperating. We wanted that Baba shouldn't be bothered, we can get them, but no. We tried our best, persuaded them. We would just press their feet and legs and this and that and give them tea or give them cigarettes they want or this. Nothing persuaded them, nothing.
Was there anyone?
So many times they put us off by saying that, well, what do you want me to do? Go to that fire and get myself burnt or go to that ocean of fire or something like that? But he is here with us. Why do you want us to go there? So many little things they would tell. Yeah, and we confirmed our findings. You see, that they are somebody. Uh-huh. Like that.
Mm. Was there any one of the Mandali that was better than the others at getting musts?
Oh yes, Baidul was the best. Baidul could sniff at a must and get him. But, yeah, he could first. You see Baidul there in the film. Have you seen that film of Irwin Lutz?
Yeah.
This Sunday they are going to show again.
Yeah, there's some.
For Mera.
That one.
Yeah. This Sunday there will be again they are showing. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, that's good. You all have not seen it. So this Sunday they are going to show it. Yes.
But Baidul was kind of a pest to the rest of you. He was so valuable to Baba.
Huh?
Was Baidul sort of a pest to the rest of you? A pest, you know, sort of somebody was kind of irritating to have around, but yet he was so good to Baba.
Yeah, he was. Baidul didn't. We loved him very much, but he was very crude. He was an Irani, very well built, you see. Crude and inquisitive, but with us it was all right. But he was known for his inquisitive nature and all that. Very nosy. He would be always made to. He wouldn't be here with us. He would be made to sit outside to keep a watch. There's a mango tree which has dried up now. A big mango tree. You have seen it?
No. I haven't seen it.
Okay, go and see it. So there was a stand for him. And it was there. He would be made to sit there. Or anywhere. Whenever we would go out on tour, he would be with us for mass tour because he was the one. He was named as the Sardar, chieftain of the mass. Yeah, tours.
Does Baidul mean anything?
Baidul means a marble.
Oh.
Marble?
Yeah.
Did Baba give him that name?
Yeah. His name was Rustam.
Mm.
How did you know when to stop?
Stop what?
Trying to call a must to Baba. You tried your best. How?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't
no,
know.
No, but they won't go because waste of time. Baba is waiting for us. Baba had given us a number of days, you see, to go on a tour. And we can't afford because we had to go somewhere. Hope led us from one to another, like that. Yeah. That's how it was.
You kept telling you not to get frustrated. No, don't let yourself get frustrated.
No, you didn't say that.
What did he say?
Nothing. He says, try your best to get them. Mm-hmm. You tried your best. You couldn't get them.
There was a story about, I forget who it was, but they had to take a horse and a cow to one of the perfect masters, and the perfect masters didn't want it.
Pasta Maharaj.
Yeah, Pasta Maharaj. And so they had to take the wild horse and wild bull back, and they were very frustrated. Then Baba, when they got
there... That was in the very early years, yeah.
He said, don't worry about it. Mm. So all that frustration was nothing.
Baidul was a very good person, very sturdy, very honest, very industrious. Yeah. But one drawback was his inquisitiveness, and that was his asset, because Baba needed some person to find out, you see, what was his likes, dislikes, where would he be, where, how did he come here, this and that, everything he would know. Suppose if he's on a watch there and a truck comes, loaded with some dirt or something like that. So it's parked there, stopped there. So in no time, Baidul will find out who is the employer of this, who owns this truck, what's the name of the driver, has he got children, is he sick? If he is not sick, then he'll give him. Say, no, I don't think so. You are all right today. You have some medicines, and he'll give medicine. All this would be there in no time. And he would come and report later on. Baba says, what happened? Who came here? And he would just give out. And Baba, of course, knowing his trade, would say, well, did you inquire after his family? And I said, yes, I know. And so that's how it was. In no time, he would find out. You see, he would hesitate to ask such questions or anything. You know, how many children? And says he has no children, Baba. He tried his best to have children, but he is frustrated, and I gave him medicine and this and that. All that
is my history.
Whole history. In no time.
Pretty personal.
He was the intelligence officer.
Yeah. And Baidul and Kaka could not see eye to eye in must tours. Because Baidul will say that he... if Kaka were to find a mus, then Baidul will say, I doubt very much that he's a mus. And then Baidul, Kaka would get wild about it. He says, you only can find it. Do you mean to say that people say that he's a mus? So what if the people say? And so there will be fights. And Baba would encourage them to just clear up. And then, show us how unimportant is all this, you see. Yeah. Life with him is just simple, ordinary. That's what I was telling today. I don't know, I told whom. Who was there this
time? You're telling Mary Lloyd.
Ah, Mary Lloyd. Yeah, right. He's so simple. Himself. Unassuming, simple. Intrinsically. But in order to draw his creation towards him, he makes himself so infinite, vast, unapproachable. Just a sort of a ruse or a bait, you know. Otherwise he's so simple, so puny, so little, and man amongst men, as you can simply call like that.